and welcome to The Big Story, providing perspective on the biggest story of the day in the world of sports. The big story of the day is, of course, not surprisingly, the Super Bowl tomorrow, featuring the Steelers and the Packers, and we'll get into that in just a minute. Wanted to go through today's headlines to start it off. First off, the Cleveland Cavaliers last night lost their 23rd game in a row to the Memphis Grizzlies, 112-105, which matches the longest single-season losing streak in NBA history. This despite a strong performance from J.J. Hickson, who had 31 points and 15 rebounds in the loss. Zach Randolph had 29 and 13 boards for the Grizzlies, and Rudy Gay had 26 points and 11 boards. Obviously, things not going well in Cleveland. Kevin Love will replace Yao Ming on the West All-Star team. With Ming out for the season, David Stern, NBA commissioner tasked with picking his All-Star replacement, decides on Love. Love is averaging 21.4 points per game and 15.5 rebounds per game. And he's also got a 34-straight double-double streak going this year, but the T-Wolves sporting just an 11-37 record, which is what most people speculate to be the reason why he was left off in the first place, but he will be replacing Yao Ming. That doesn't make him an automatic starter, of course. That will be decided later on. And, of course, Steelers Pro Bowl center Marquise Pouncey finally officially reported his sideline for the Super Bowl. He will be replaced by backup Doug Ligursky in his first ever NFL start at center. So after a week of speculation and back and forths and that notable interview with Chris Berman saying that Pouncey, Pouncey saying he was 75% to go, well, now he's just about 0% to go, and Ligursky will be in there. So we'll have to see how that impacts the Steelers' offensive line. And speaking of the Steelers and the Packers, the Super Bowl is definitely our big story today, and there's some stuff that we definitely should get into. Usually, we're going to be making the show Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but it's the Super Bowl. We're going to throw it out there, and we'll be recapping the game on Monday. But first of all, I got three keys to the Super Bowl here that I want to talk about today. Three keys to the game and my official pick. And we're going to start with my pick. Green Bay is going to take this one against the Steelers. 21-17 is my score for this one. It's going to be a close one. It's going to be a very defensive game. But I've got three keys here for this outcome. Number one key, I think, to this game is the Green Bay Packers front seven. I think it is the number one key. A lot of people, there's a lot of talk about Aaron Rodgers. There's a lot of talk about Ben Roethlisberger. And there's obviously a ton of talk about the Green Bay Packers secondary. All of these people, very important to the game. I think that that goes without saying, obviously. But in my opinion, the Green Bay Packers front seven, biggest thing about the game. Why? Because the Steelers need to run the ball to win. If the Steelers can run, the Steelers will win this game. Rashard Mendenhall is a beast. He is an absolute beast. And that's really all you can say about it. The Green Bay Packers need to stop the run. Because the Green Bay Packers have a fantastic secondary. They've got Tremont Williams back there. They have Woodson back there. Sam Shields out there at nickelback. We know how good he can be. He's been very clutch in this postseason. I'm not very worried, if I'm a Packers fan, about the secondary. I think they're going to come through. The Steelers are not typically a passing offense. They are a ground-and-pound kind of offense. Mendenhall needs to be huge. Therefore, for the Green Bay Packers to win, the front seven needs to be huge. And in that 3-4 defense, that includes R.J. Pickett, B.J. Raji, and Cullen Jenkins down on the line, and linebackers Clay Matthews, A.J. Hawk, Desmond Bishop, and Eric Walden. It's the number one key to the game, because if the Steelers' running game is shut down, their chance of winning absolutely plummets. You have got to force the Steelers into the air. They have to go into the air. Otherwise, the Packers are going to have a tough time. If Mendenhall is running out there, 6-yard gains, 7-yard gains, 4- and 5-yard gains, just pounding it out and pounding it out and pounding it out, the chance is going to go way down of the Packers to take this one down, because then the Steelers will also control time of possession. Controlling time of possession is huge here. If they keep running the ball, they're going to be grounding and pounding, taking time off the clock. But I'm not sure what's going to happen here. Obviously, we know that the Steelers' offensive line, very weak. Pouncey's out. Legursky is in. He's undersized. We're not exactly sure what to expect from this offensive line, except we know that the Pittsburgh Steelers' offensive line is not nearly as skilled, not nearly as talented, not nearly as experienced as the Green Bay Packers' defensive line. And if you've got B.J. Raji out there in a matchup against Legursky, I'm taking Raji. Have you seen that guy? He's enormous. Of course, you saw him. He had that big pick in the NFC Championship game. You know, it's. I don't like the Steelers' chances here unless they really step it up on their offensive line, and they've got Legursky in there, and the Green Bay Packers have had 2 whole weeks to prepare for this, and I think it's going to be very, very tough for the Steelers to come out here with a big running game. That being said, if the Steelers can break down this game and the Green Bay Packers front seven does not deliver, Pickett, Raji, Jenkins, Matthews, Hawk, Bishop, and Walden, then they're in big trouble. But remember, we are talking about Clay Matthews, and Clay Matthews is a beast. You've all seen him out there. He's an absolute beast. They move him around. He's right outside linebacker. He's left outside linebacker. He blitzes. He's smart. He'll know when to blitz. He'll know when to hesitate and see where the gaps are, what gaps are being neglected, and he will come right in there, and he'll obviously know when to play coverage as well. And he's absolutely fantastic. And I don't like Mendenhall's chances having a big game on the ground, and they're going to put that in Ben's hands. And Ben is an electric quarterback. He's absolutely electric. But, you know, he's not a sort of sit-in-the-pocket-and-throw-it-out-there kind of dude. I mean, he does some of that, but it's just not his thing. So I think the number one key to this game is the Green Bay Packers front seven. Bam. Number two, the Steelers secondary. It is so important for the Steelers, who have a pretty weak secondary, or at least weak comparatively to the Green Bay Packers. It is very imperative for the Steelers secondary to come up huge. They've got corners Brian McFadden, listed as probable for the game, and did not start in the AFC Championship game. And Ike Taylor, and don't forget about William Gay. He started at corner in the AFC Championship game, and McFadden just played the nickel packages. But even if McFadden starts, expect to see a lot of Gay in the Steelers' nickel packages. And he's going to become crucial because, you know, obviously we know that the Green Bay Packers love to come out in those 3 and 4 wide receiver sets, sometimes empty sets. And those are going to be nickel and dime packages for, you know, I haven't watched a ton of tape. I'm not exactly sure how much dime the Steelers are going to play, but they'll be coming out at least in the nickel a lot against Aaron Rodgers. Because I really honestly think that James Starks, running back, he's been great for the Green Bay Packers, is probably going to get shut down in this game. The Steelers have a fantastic run defense. I mean, they're just going to shut down the run. Starks is not nearly talented and skilled enough to be able to do anything here. So I would really expect Aaron Rodgers to have to go into the air a lot, and the Green Bay Packers not crazy about it. They would love to have the run, but if they have to have a quarterback who's going to be fronting a one-dimensional defense, they want Aaron Rodgers. He's a timing and rhythm quarterback. It's going to be drop, 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 step, throw. Timing is all is the key to the Green Bay Packers passing game and to Aaron Rodgers' passing game. So, what does that mean? That means the Steelers' secondary has to be absolutely stellar. And who are these guys? We've got McFadden and Taylor and William Gay. We haven't been hearing too much about these guys. We hear a lot on this side of the ball just about Aaron Rodgers, and we hear, obviously, about the Green Bay Packers, with Jennings and Donald Driver out there. But you've really, really got to take a look at the Steelers secondary, because if they don't come up big, this is just going to be game over. And my prediction could actually go in a completely different direction here. There was a time when I was thinking about these predictions when I was thinking, do I want to take the Steelers or the Packers here? Like, something like, you know, like 24-7? Or, yeah, I mean, there's something here. There's just some sort of feeling that I'm getting about that. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is able to get this passing game going, and there has been times in this postseason where he has absolutely put on a clinic. I mean, the Falcons game is obviously the biggest example of that. But if you also go back and take a look at that first series against the Bears, I mean, that was a clinic. The Bears did a great job adjusting defensively, and they came out, and after that one big hit on Rodgers, it got a little tougher for him, which actually makes James Harrison a huge factor, because if Harrison puts a big hit on Aaron Rodgers early in the game, shakes Aaron up, gets his confidence down, he's a little out of it, which is exactly what happened against the Bears, there's a much better chance for the Steelers to win in a low-scoring game. But I think that in a high-scoring game, the Packers are going to win. Are going to win this game. But again, Rodgers put on a clinic in that first series in the NFC Championship game. The Bears adjusted. The Steelers, I also think, can adjust to that. But the Bears have a great defense. The Steelers have a great defense as well. They're different. They work differently. They're different in the front seven and the secondary. But I think really here, the second key to the game is the Steelers' secondary. And I haven't even mentioned Troy Polamalu, because I don't even know what's going on with Troy Polamalu. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say right now that he's good. I mean, if I had to bet on is Troy Polamalu going to be a major factor in this game, I would say absolutely Troy Polamalu is going to be a huge factor in this game. He's the one guy out there on the field, along with probably Matthews and Harrison, that you would say is going to be the guy that makes the game-changing play. If I had to bet on it, I would say Polamalu. But I don't even feel amazing about it. I mean, for the first time, I don't feel amazing about it, because Polamalu, he's been there for the playoffs, but he hasn't been a huge factor. I mean, on the field, I can't say what these guys are thinking. You see the hair out there. The hair scares you. You play how you play. But watching the games on TV, Polamalu hasn't been making those game-changing plays for the Steelers in the postseason because he hasn't been 100% health-wise. I'm not talking about, you know, like Troy Polamalu's overrated or something like that. He was the Defensive Player of the Year this year, and probably deservedly so, although there's a little bit of talk about that. But Polamalu is probably running at about 70 to 80%. You know, he's not 100% healthy, and that hurts that secondary a lot. I mean, he can't do the same kinds of things he's doing. He's out there, you know, he's going to be playing a lot of zone, and in those schemes he'll be very effective, but he's not going to be on scrimmage a lot. He's not going to be rushing the passer a lot and blitzing, of course, the Steelers would obviously like him to do that, to put pressure on Aaron Rodgers in that respect, but so far, Polamalu hasn't been doing the kinds of things that he's normally been doing. The playoffs have been kind of a different story for him. So the Steelers' secondary, definitely McFadden, Taylor, Gay, and the safeties for the Steelers, really the number two key to this game behind the Packers' front seven. So really, once, you know, I'm not surprised at all that I've decided to make the first two keys to this game be the two defenses. It's absolutely the two defenses. And number three, let's talk about the quarterbacks. They are the third most important key to this game. Some would argue first. some would argue 1A to the defenses. But I think that the quarterbacks obviously are huge. They're such different quarterbacks. Ben Roethlisberger he's Mr. Third Down. He's huge. He can do it all, really. He has a big arm. He can scramble. He's not fast, but he's huge. He's very tough to take down. And then you have Aaron Rodgers. Rhythm, timing, efficiency. He can throw on the run. Incredibly strong arm. He can run to his left, run to his right, and still make that big throw. Real quick release. He is a fantastic quarterback, and so is Roethlisberger, but in very different ways. So again, it sort of comes down to the defense and how both of these teams choose to play and if they can get it going, and a lot of it has to do with the running game. Is there any way possible that the Green Bay Packers can get James Starks going? Really, none of us think that James Starks is going to get going in this game. He was great. He's been great throughout the postseason so far at halfback for the Packers. None of us really think he's going to be in this game, but if he is, if he manages to break through that Steelers defense, it's just going to be a field day for the Packers. It's going to be a field day. I mean, because the Packers are going to be able to use play action. They won't have to come out in those huge empty sets anymore. They won't, or at least not use them as often. They're going to be making the Steelers' defense change it up a lot. The chess game gets much more interesting if the Packers can run the ball, and we're sort of assuming that they can. And Aaron Rodgers needs to be stellar. He really does. But we kind of assume that he will be. From the coverage that we've seen, he seems like he has a lot of confidence and poise out there. And on the other side of the ball, Ben Roethlisberger absolutely seems confident. He seems very confident. He seems very calm. He's been here, obviously, twice before. It's his third Super Bowl. Experience, obviously, is going to play into this one. I think you can't argue that. But I also think, in the end, that you can't argue the fact that the Steelers all around are a better team. There are not gigantic holes anywhere. I mean, if you just break it into four parts, let's break these teams into four parts, okay? So you have the Steelers, running game. Great running game, okay? But going up against a great Green Bay Packers defense. But then you have the Steelers' passing game. Okay, not as good as the Green Bay Packers passing game, okay? So, obviously, advantage Steelers in running, I would say advantage Green Bay Packers in passing. So let's go to the other side. Obviously, amazing passing game for the Packers, a little bit short on the running game. Defenses, and here's the big key. Secondary for the Steelers, kind of in a tough place right now, whereas the front seven of the Steelers, fantastic. Really, Polamalu, if he's going to play like a 70% player or a 100% player, that is going to be a huge factor, and we know that the Steelers' front seven is going to come and deliver. Packers, no huge weaknesses on defense. You talk about the defensive line, you're talking about Raji and his crew. You talk about the linebackers, Clay Matthews and his crew. Then the secondary, come on, you've got, you know, Tremont Williams and Woodson and Sam Shields, and they are stacked on defense. They are absolutely stacked in this all-around defense, and I really think that that is what this game is going to come down to, is those things, and when you look at it pound for pound, the Packers look like a more complete team. The only real weakness in their game right now is their running game, and that's only a projection because their running game has been phenomenal in the playoffs. So if their running game somehow against this amazing Steelers run defense turns out to be amazing again, well, then we're going to have quite a Packers round on my hands, if you ask me. I really think that they're going to wrap this one up if they can wrap up the running game. So those are my three keys to the Super Bowl. Take them or leave them. look forward to hearing your comments and getting your emails at thebigstory@gmail.com. That'll do it for today. Thanks for joining me. After today, we're going to try to do these Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings on this YouTube channel, and hopefully going to be getting out some podcast information to iTunes. But we thought we would just do the first of these big story shows today, previewing the Super Bowl. We'll be back on Monday to recap the Super Bowl and see if the things that I said are absolutely ridiculous and full of crap, or if I actually had some idea what I was talking about. But I would love to hear your comments. Leave them, and until then, be good, and see you Monday.